Our reading for today is from the book of Acts, the 14th chapter, verse 19, through the 15th chapter, verse 5. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered about him, he rose up and entered the city, and on the next day he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. When they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders from them in every church, with prayer and fasting they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. And from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended by the grace of God for their work that they had fulfilled. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them, and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they remained no little time with the disciples. But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversation with the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brothers. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Holzerland, Lutheran Church of the Shepherd King, Bloomfield, Michigan.
We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Have you ever spent 8 hours in an airplane and never leave the runway? My wife and I had that experience on a way to Arizona for a vacation. I can imagine many of us can share vacation horror stories and come up with a whole list of inconveniences we experienced along the way. St. Luke recorded the first missionary journey of Paul and Barnabas in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 14, verse 22, doesn't say that we must go through many inconveniences to enter the kingdom of God, but through many hardships. Acts chapter 14 recorded that Paul was stoned in Lystra and dragged outside the city. Can you imagine the shock and second-guessing Paul's companions had in the early church? It's difficult for me to imagine, but they even went back through the same cities where they were persecuted to strengthen and encourage the new believers. Perhaps Paul and Barnabas heard the parable of the sower. Jesus explained that the rocky soil is the one who hears the word of God at once and receives it with joy, but since it has no root, it lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. A hardship has a way of testing our fear, love, and trust in God above all things. God enables us to be faithful to him, and it may cost us a family member, a friend, our health, or a job opportunity. It becomes easier at that point to slowly fall away from the Lord and his people in the church. So how important is it for us to gather around the Word of God in weekly worship and during the week in our own homes? We read the scriptures and we hear the preached word of God that tells us of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lived, died, rose, ascended, and will return for us to bring us into the kingdom of God. Paul and Barnabas strengthened and encouraged the disciples with the word of God, and led by the Holy Spirit, they appointed elders in each church. When Paul and Barnabas came back to their home base in Antioch, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them. These two men experienced how God was able to open a door of faith to the Gentiles. The hardships were not for nothing. They served as a way to open the kingdom of God to other believers. That experience of Paul and Barnabas caused me to think about our own Christian gatherings. There are many churches who conduct coffee hours before or after worship each week. These times of fellowship could be a place to share the hardships we experience because we believe in Jesus Christ. The fellowship times in our church can also be a place where we can take the Word of God that we have heard in worship and use it to strengthen a troubled believer, to encourage a Sunday school student or confirmation student to remain faithful to Christ. Yes, it's true, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. But as we gather together, we will discover all that God has done through us because of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Holzerlin for today's meditation on God's Word.